Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
OPD investigating package theft. The Odessa Police Department is investigating a burglary that occurred December 17th at UPS located at 2355 Field Street. According to a news release, investigation revealed that three unknown males stole several thousand dollars worth of packages. Anyone who recognized the suspects shown in the surveillance footage is encouraged to contact Detective A. Reyes at 432-335-5706 or Odessa Crime Stoppers at 432-333-TIPS and reference case number 23-00-14-874. Obituaries, Freddie Jean Wheeler. Freddie Jean Wheeler passed away at the age of 91 on December 14th. She was born December 31st, 1931, to Helen and Pete Wheeler. The family wishes to express their deep appreciation not only for Betty but also to Manor Park for all their years of special service. A memorial service was held Tuesday, December 19th at 2 p.m. at the Bridge Church of Odessa. Ignacio Tavira Jr., 63, of Midland, died Wednesday, December 13th in Midland. Memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, December 20th, at Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish, St. Joseph's Catholic Church. Kathy Annette Gibson, 69, of Midland, died Friday, December 15th in Midland. Celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. December 21st in Christ Church Anglican, 5501 North Midland, North Midkiff in Midland. Stephen Clark Johnson, 73, of Odessa, died Thursday, December 14th in Odessa. Memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. Wednesday, December 20th at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Mike Bartlett officiating. Juan Omar Lujan, 58, of Odessa, died Tuesday, December 12th in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 2 p.m. December 20th at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church. The family will receive friends for visitation on Tuesday, December 19th from 12 to 9 p.m. Brian Zachary Pierce, 59, died Wednesday, December 13th. Visitation will be 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, December 23rd at Meyer and Smith Chapel. Memorial service will be 2 p.m. Saturday, December 23rd.
Odessa High, W.R. Ivan Cameron signs with Oklahoma Sooners. In front of a crowd of family and friends on his home on Tuesday, Odessa High School star wide receiver Ivan Cameron officially signed his letter of intent to play for the Oklahoma Sooners. Signed tonight, delivered tomorrow, a Sooner in January, the Dexter County ISD reported Wednesday. Cameron graduated from Odessa High this month and will enroll at Oklahoma University next month. Wednesday is early National Signing Day. Cameron said meeting with coaches during his official visit with the Sooners program solidified his decision to sign. Talking to coaches, Thomas Venerables, and other coaches in the office, when they were just talking to me, I really felt a connection, he said. Everything they said was true, just the environment that's there, all the fans, and I was just like, this is it. Cameron is a four-star wide receiver who stands 6'6 and weighs 190 pounds. His addition brings excitement to Sooner fans. All Sooner staff writer Randall Sweat said he watched Cameron in action and noted he wasn't simply a possessions receiver, but also a good vertical threat, with strong hands who could give the Sooner size mismatches against opposing teams. He's really athletic. He's not just a 6'6 frame out there, Sweat said. noting Cameron was a multi-sport athlete at Odessa High, running hurdles and track and playing basketball. Chevron Donuts, 125,000 to OC's Automation and Instrumentation Program by Kathy Chateau. Chevron recently donated $125,000 to bolster Odessa College, known as OC, Automation and Instrumentation Program, which prepare local students for high-demand careers, including the Permian Basin's booming energy industry. The funds will support these programs at the main Odessa campus, Pecos Center Extension, and Odessa College Andrews campus, according to Valerie Acosta, Public Affairs and Government Advisor for Chevron's Mid-Continent Business Unit. Alyssa Cornelius, VP for Advancement at OC, called Chevron's donation a testament to their unwavering commitment to fostering innovation, education, and community development in the Permian Basin. Their support empowers us to continue our mission, making a lasting impact on the students we serve, Cornelius said. Odessa College offers a Bachelor of Applied Sciences and a science degree in automation, preparing graduates for design, development, implementation, and support of the software and equipment and control systems. The college said possible job opportunities for graduates span the gamut from automation, control engineering, robotics, automated systems, to systems calibration, system troubleshooting, quality engineering, and maintenance. The college also offers an Associate of Applied Science degree, AAS, in Automotive, Instrumentation, and Electronics, which includes study of the instruments and control systems used in the process industries, it said. Study of instrumentation calibration techniques is also part of the degree's courses. Level 1 and Level 2 certifications are also available in this field. Delta to offer daily flights between Midland and Austin. Delta Airlines will introduce 3 daily flights between Midland and Austin starting April 22nd, according to the City of Midland. Tickets for those flights go on sale starting December 16th. There will be a morning, afternoon, and evening departure each day from Midland International Air and Spaceport. By adding more flights for the Midland community, these additional offerings enhance our region's business and leisure travel, further demonstrating our commitment to growing our economy, Midland Mayor Lori Blong said. This is a testament to our commitment to the overall strategic plan and city has adopted. Greg Abbott appoints Midland resident Aaron Kinsey as Board of Education Chair. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday appointed Aaron Kinsey of Midland as Chair of the Texas State Board of Education, known as SBOE, for a term set to expire on December 17, 2025. He will succeed outgoing Chair Dr. Kevin Ellis, who was appointed in 2019 and will continue to serve on the SBOE Board. Kinsey is CEO of American Patrols, Inc., an aviation oilfield service company, and also serves as District 15 representative on the State Board of Education. He served in the U.S. Air Force from 2005 to 2014, during which he was pilot who flew 120 combat missions in a C-130 and taught pilot training and instructor pilot courses. Aaron Kinsey's previous service in the Air Force and depth of experience as a business leader will be a boom to the SBOE as he assumes the important role, Governor Abbott said. Working together with Aaron and the SBOE, Texas will continue to prepare our students to reach greater heights in the Texas of tomorrow. Kinsey is a member of the Texas Permanent School Fund Corporation Committee on School Finance, Permanent School Fund, Chairman of the Committee on Strategic Planning and Policy, and also a member of the Texas Public Policy Foundation Liberty Leadership Council. He is a former member of the Adam Smith Society Host Committee and former community leader for Redeemer Midland Church. Kinsey received a Bachelor of Business Association in Accounting and a Master of Science in Finance from Texas A&M and a Master of Business Administration from Harvard Business School. Hello, friends. This is Julie reading from Permian Proud, and today is December 21st, 2023. Midland Legacy quarterback Marcus Davila signs with Purdue Boilermakers. Midland Legacy High senior Marcus Davila, called one of the best football players to ever don the maroon and white by his school district, signed a letter of intent to play for the Purdue Boilermakers on Wednesday, which was early National Signing Day. Davila was emotional at the signing, having lost his grandfather mid-season. "I really tried to dedicate this season to him," he stated at the event, as captured by media cameras. "I gave everything I could." This past season, Davila, a four-star recruit who is ranked the 15th best quarterback in the nation by 247 Sports, racked up 30 touchdowns and 303,000 yards on 219 of 339 passing, average 254.1 yards per game and 16.8 yards per completion, according to stats posted by his new team, the Boilermakers. The 6'3", 230-pounder quarterback started three seasons for Midland Legacy and finished with school record in touchdown passes of 93 and yards passing 9,101 yards. He led the Rebels to Texas District 2 and 6A titles in all three seasons. He was District 2, 6A offensive MVP in his final two seasons. Such achievements are exciting for the Boilermaker fans. The publication Boiler Upload called Davila one of the crown jewels in Purdue's 2024 recruiting class. Davila told the publication that his relationship with the Boilermaker coaches led him to choosing Purdue over a lengthy list of other schools. "They had been recruiting me for a while, and then when I visited, I really loved the feeling I had there," Davila said. Oil and Gas Industry Paying the Bills at State and Federal Levels by Carlsbad Mayor Dale Janway. As New Mexico's legislature prepares for a 2024 session, any number of data points continue to show just how significant an impact the oil and gas industry has in the state. New Mexico is headed for a $3.5 billion general fund surplus for the year running through June 2025. Oil and gas production in southeast New Mexico has allowed the annual state government income to grow by nearly 50% over the past 3 years. The oil and gas industry provides a third of the state's revenue in New Mexico. The oil and gas industry is paying the bills at the federal level as well. Recent data from the Department of Interior shows that New Mexico earned $2.93 billion in federal revenue from energy production. Thanks to all the production on BLM land, the next highest state is Wyoming at $832 million. One way to measure success is through production. Prior to the 2020 pandemic, crude oil production in the Permian was 4.9 million barrels of oil per day. Production is now closing in on 6 million barrels of oil per day. The industry is also here to stay. Thanks to horizontal drilling and fracking, all production models predict many decades of oil remaining. New Mexico's current rig count is at 102, putting it the second only to Texas. An indication in the recent article, Eddy and Lee County are driving the state's economy. A recent Arrowhead study concludes that Eddy County contributes $239,000 per person, with a $32,000 expenditure per person. In October, Eddy County collected $6.7 million from oil and gas activities from business that was conducted in July. There have also been a lot of transactions in the industry lately. The value of U.S. oil and gas mergers and acquisitions in the Permian Basin this year have reached a record of more than $100 billion, according to one recent study. Another recent article points out that Exxon and Chevron have both been expanding heavily in our area. Both companies, it should be mentioned, are also implementing extremely aggressive environmental policies. New Mexico is a state with many needs: education, infrastructure, health care, just to name a few. The number above and many other similar points of data offer a clear-cut solution for numerous challenges facing our state. Southeast New Mexico rests on the top of one of the world's greatest resources. We hope our legislations remember this fact when they convene next month. This report first published in Carlsbad Mayor Dale Janaway's regular community updates. UTPB's golfer Shanga Park named 2023 Swing U College Player of the Fall. After a record-breaking season and a number one ranking, University of Texas Permian Basin, known as UTPB, senior Shanga Park was selected as the 2023 Swing U College Player of the Fall. Park was among seven divisional winners of the award. A partnership between golf technology media company Swing U and the Golf Coaches Association of America, Park is ranked number one in the initial scoreboard powered by Clipped NCAA Division II South Central Region rankings. According to the release from Swing U, over 13 rounds this past fall, he had 65 birdies, 3 eagles, and a 69.39 scoring average. He won the RJGA South Central Shootout September 25th and 26th, the Ryan Palmer Foundation Invite October 2nd and 3rd, and the Dennis Rose Invitational October 27th and 28th. In the first round of the Ryan Palmer Foundation Invite, Park broke the 18-hole school record by 64 by scoring a 63, 8-under, according to the report by the UTPB Athletics. He helped the Falcons team make history when they won their first ever tournament at the HPU Sparks Shootout October 23rd and 24th, the report added. For these and other feats, Park earned Lone Star Conference Golfer of the Week twice and also September NCAA Division II Swing U College Player of the Month honors. In the UTPB Athletic Report, Park attributed his success to hard work at practice and in every tournament. "So it feels great that all the hard work I put in has paid off," he said.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram, Health and Wellness, for Wednesday, December 20th, 2023. Midland Health, the recipe for a happier, healthier holiday season. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Holiday parties and celebrations are in full swing. Gifts are wrapped and tasty treats are everywhere. Family and friends are opening their homes for merrymaking or packing to go over the river and through the woods to the beach or just down the street. What do you want the most from this season of celebration? No matter what is on your wish list, we all likely have some things in common. Sharing traditions, moments of quiet or not so quiet joy, enjoying the gift of time spent with family and friends. Sometimes the pressures and responsibilities of the holidays can get in the way. Financial stress, competing demands for our time, and making healthy choices can feel more difficult during the holidays. The six pillars of lifestyle medicine, American College of Lifestyle Medicine, can help as we navigate these. Nutrition. Start your meal with fresh fruits and vegetables. Add some beans, whole grains, and modest amounts of meat. Savor small amounts of seasonal treats. Enjoy each bite slowly. Stop eating when you feel satisfied instead of full to avoid the dreaded, quote, food coma, end quote. Physical activity. Move joyfully. Dance, play football in the front yard, take a brisk walk, or play reindeer games with the kids. Stress management. Be still and know. Keep your heart at peace by connecting with your faith or spirituality. See yourself and others with eyes of love and curiosity rather than judgment and criticism. When the rush of work, family, and holiday stress piles up, take a moment to list three things you are grateful for. Pause and take deep breaths to reset before responding to any stressful situation. Restorative sleep. Enjoy a silent night, turn off cell phones and televisions, plan a healthy bedtime routine, and avoid alcohol and caffeine before bedtime. Connection. Worship, celebrate, play games, tell stories, and fellowship with family and friends. Practice random acts of kindness today. Say hello to the cashier at HEB and thank them for working this time of year. Smile at people as you walk down the hall or invite a neighbor to a holiday meal. Avoid risky substances. Stay merry and bright. Avoid harmful substances like tobacco products or excessive alcohol that can get in the way of safe celebrations. Enjoy the very best of this season with meaningful moments, nourishing food, and physical activity. The glorious reminders of this season are also the foundations of a happy, healthy life, and taking care of yourself and others is the perfect gift. Mayo Clinic Minute. Tips to beat holiday depression. The holiday season can invite unwelcome guests into your life, such as loneliness, money problems, family demands, and unrealistic expectations. The stress and anxiety that accompany those issues can lead to sadness and depression. But Debbie Furr, a clinical counselor at Mayo Clinic, has some tips to take back your holiday happiness. Most people expect the holidays to be a happy, jolly time, but that doesn't match reality for everyone. Quote, maybe your relatives aren't showing up for dinner, or you are estranged from a family member, or there are financial concerns, end quote, says Furr. Quote, and it's not fitting that the way the holidays are supposed to be. She says people are bombarded by the media during the holidays with expectations of having the next best thing. And that can make you feel depressed because nothing is good enough. Quote, at that point, it's time to switch to gratefulness and connections with other people, end quote, says Furr. For example, take time every day to share a treasure with someone. Quote, the treasure could be a funny story, a kind story, something new you've learned, or something beautiful in nature, end quote, says Furr. And try lowering your anxiety by being mindful. Quote, pay attention to your senses, end quote, she says. Quote, what do you hear, smell, see, taste, and touch, end quote. And pay it forward with random acts of kindness. It will brighten your day and someone else's too. Samaritan Counseling Center. Hobbies help provide a way to cope with life. Do you have a hobby? Something you enjoy doing in your free time where you can be creative or just have fun? Some people tend to stray away from their hobbies as they get older due to being, quote, too busy, end quote, or feeling like hobbies are for children. However, having something to do outside of work and responsibilities can add more meaning and enjoyment into life. Studies have shown that having meaning in life is one of the most important things for people, and that doesn't mean it has to be all related to responsibilities. Family, parenting, school, work, etc. We all need something that also brings joy and fun to our lives. Women specifically tend to struggle with not making time for hobbies and even socializing due to prioritizing responsibilities such as children and household chores. A motivational speaker named Stan Jacobs quotes that, quote, to be happy in life, develop at least four hobbies. One to bring you money, one to bring you healthy, one to keep you healthy, one to bring you joy, and one to bring you peace, end quote. Hobbies can also be a good way of coping with life stressors. When we do something fun or creative, it releases dopamine, serotonin, or other chemicals in the brain that helps with emotions/stress management and gives us a sense of accomplishment or meaning. There are certain hobbies that can provide more health benefits to us, such as running, yoga, meditation, weightlifting, etc. However, the smallest hobbies can produce a chemical reaction in the brain that will pull us through and make life feel more powerful for just a moment. Viktor Frankl wrote in one of his books that, quote, those who have a why to live can bear with almost any how, end quote. This shows the power of just having something to strive for or focus on. Need some ideas for a hobby to try out? Examples include exercise, reading, writing, music, poetry, video games, dancing, singing, sports, languages, podcasts, sewing, crocheting, woodworking, building models, drawing, painting, photography, puzzles, and cooking. And there are so many more. Find what you enjoy or are passionate about and start doing something fun.
Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, December 21st. Elderly mother considers helping out her daughter. Dear Abby, how can I help my financially drowning 57-year-old daughter without being pulled under myself? I live comfortably now, but that could change in an instant with a stroke or a fall and the need for assisted living. My daughter had been employed throughout her adult life, but was recently part of a group layoff. She has failed to find another job in her field, and her benefits have run out. I don't blame her for the job loss, but I do think she could have been earning some money by working part-time. She didn't do that until the benefit well had run dry. I loaned her some money, but have made it clear that it will be short-lived. She hasn't asked for my opinion, but, boy, do I ever want to give it. She would have had a nice financial cushion had she not blown a $300,000 inheritance some years back. I feel guilty going out to lunch with friends or buying something unnecessary for the house when she's close to being homeless. My house is large enough for my daughter to live here, but she has I don't know how many dogs. She hides the number. Am I awful for living my life well while she flounders? Is there any help for her? Signed, Mean Mom in Texas. Dear Mom, at 57, your daughter is an adult. She, not you, is responsible for the poor choices she has made, including blowing her inheritance and not immediately looking to add to her benefits before they ran out. You are not awful for living your life, so stop flagellating. Tell your daughter she may need to find a job that pays less than the one she lost. This is a fact of life for many people. And if she needs to move in with you, draw the line at how many dogs she can bring with her and make the responsibility of finding safe homes for the rest hers. Dear Abby, I have been married 3 years. The man I married is not the person I fell in love with. After our wedding, he demanded that I take his last name. I am proud of my last name, and I didn't want to drop it. If only that were the sole problem. I am no longer allowed to go to lunch with my friends, or even to see my family unless it's on one particular day. Abby, my family means a lot to me, and my friends do too. I don't like being controlled. I have tried talking to him about it, but he blames everything on me. He is old-fashioned, so all my time needs to be here at home. I have children outside of this marriage, and my husband insists he comes first, no matter what. I do not feel that way. My children always come before anyone. How do I fix this? If I can't resolve it, it means divorce. I don't want that, but my children and my family matter, and I don't believe a couple must spend every second together. Please give me your advice. Signed, Controlled in Tennessee. Dear Controlled, your husband has made clear that things are his way or the highway. He isn't going to mellow. Please take the hint, contact a lawyer, and set yourself free. The alternative is to continue being treated like a hostage.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.